أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما أمعر حاج قط، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. My respected elders and dear brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah pak us, blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm and steadfast upon Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our death upon Iman. And may Allah pak raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. You see, after the month of Ramadan, the month of Shawwal came, the month of Shawwal went. Now is the month of Dhul Qa'dah, and after that is the month of Dhul Hijjah. Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, these 3 months are the months of Hajj, the Mawsam, the season of Hajj. The life of a mu'min is all the time from one stage to the next stage in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the month of Ramadan, everyone was flocking towards the masajid, etc. We're in Rosa, Taraweeh Namaz, extra Quran Sharif Tilawat, extra obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hearts became connected to Allah Pak, staying away from guna, etc. Before Ramadan came the month of Shaaban, 15th of Shaaban, Shab-e-Barat. Before that was the month of Rajab, where we're reminded on the 27th of Rajab, the journey of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Mi'raj, and the tuhfa and the gift of namaz. Now is the season of Hajj. After the Hijjah will come the month of Muharram, the new year of the people of Iman have started. In the month of Muharram, we get the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. Then soon after that will come the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, where the Mubarak birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the passing away of Rasulullah Sallam took place. So they have to see all the time we are being reminded how we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a mu'min, he knows this life in this world is a very, very short and temporary life. Our everlasting life is akhirat. Our enjoyment is akhirat. Our place to enjoy ourselves is Jannat. So all the time we are preparing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike the people without Iman. People without Iman, they are looking forward from one holiday to the next holiday. You work, 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 work. You got enough, but the next holiday has come, we'll go bust it up and enjoy ourselves. Then the next holiday, right, have fun, have merriment, and carry on like that. But person of Iman is preparing, is working for the Akhirat. Now you see, for example, now is the days of Hajj, the month of Hajj has come. And people's hearts, and people are flocking towards Makkah Mukarramah. Even those people, for some reason or the other, are not going for Hajj. Their hearts are linked up there. Everyone's hearts. Every person has got the weakest Iman in his heart, that when can I go to Baytullah? When I can go to Makkah Sharif? When I can go to Medina Munawwara? When I can go to Masjid al-Aqsa? Every person's heart is linked up to these places. Why? Because these are the sha'airullah. Allah Pak says, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. All the signs of Allah Pak, the salient features for the monuments of Islam, Makkah Sharif, Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat, Jabul al-Rahmah, the Mount of Rahmah on the plains of Arafat, then the Well of Zamzam, Maqam Ibrahim, the Multazam, the Kaaba Sharif. Then you see the stoning of the Shaitan in Mina Jamarat. Then you see that slaughtering of those animals throughout the world, the Qurbani animals. On the plains of Mina, the animals of Dham, where the Hajis have to slaughter. Then we see the people are going for Ziyarat to Madina Munawara, going to the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All these amal are taking place. So all this, you see, is linked to the sacrifices of one family. One family, the family of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's family, they were prepared to accept every law of Allah. And when they accepted the laws of Allah, the command of Allah, and they carried out the laws of Allah as Allah wanted it to be carried out, Allah Pak made their practices part and parcel of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A long and lengthy incident of how they went to Makkah Mukarramah, how the Well of Zamzam came up, and all those things. But the thing is now, all our hearts are linked up there. How much are we preparing to go to Makkah Mukarramah? It's not only for the wealthy. Every person's heart should be linked up there. Majority of the people are coming there are not the wealthy class. Majority of the people are just living hand to mouth, but we see they are there. How they are going? Is that desire and that yearning in the heart that, oh Allah, to go there, oh Allah, to go there, oh Allah, to go there. And not only that, preparing for it also. Whatever I can do from my side, I'm doing my passport, whatever the preparations I can do from my side, whatever I can save up from my side, I'm doing it. Some years ago, there was a, maybe about 15, 20 years ago, a singing lady, a pop star lady in France. Now she had a beautician. A beautician was a Muslim. Although that profession is not a jayz profession, but nevertheless, she was doing it to earn a rozi. May Allah give all of us halal rozi. But whatever profession she was in, her modern way of life, whatever, but one quality she had, she used to read a namaz on time, this beautician of hers. So one day, this beautician went to do up that singing girl. So while she was waiting for her in a place, it was already namaz time, so she started reading her namaz. And now when she was in sajda, that lady walks in and looks, what are you doing? She's talking, what are you doing? Obviously now this lady was in namaz, she could not answer, she was in sajda. When she finished her namaz, now she's frightened, she's worried that now she found me reading namaz, I must not lose my job, because these people have got that Islamophobia, afraid of Muslims, fundamentalists, all these types of things are running in her mind. But she's afraid to tell her to now. So now tell me, what are you doing? No, I was praying. So she explained about namaz. She said, can't I do all that what you are doing? So now, try to explain to her that namaz of 12 iman, etc. Then say, no, what you are going to do that? Okay, do it, show her how to make sajda. So he said that singing lady went into sajda, and for long she remained in sajda. And when she got up, she's saying that it was something different, this. That feeling that I experienced in my heart was something else. She says, what name and fame I've been through and I'm going through. Thousands and thousands of fans I have got. They applaud and clap hands at me, and they come for my autographs, and they are all looking up to me, and all that waving and clapping and all that rave this thing, what if I go through all those things? What peace of mind I got in that time, I never ever enjoyed it in anything else. Imagine a person without iman, no iman, but just making sajda in front of Allah Pak. What happiness Allah Pak brought in that heart. And that became a means of accepting Islam. And not only that, she accepts Islam, she becomes a good Muslim, a practicing Muslim, goes into hijab, full hijab. And then she gets married to a Muslim person, a born Muslim. Alhamdulillah, they're living a happy, very, very happy life. One day the husband comes home and sees her sobbing and crying. Say, what's happened? What's wrong? So she's saying that I've carried out every command of Allah, all the pillars of Islam are fulfilled. But this one pillar of Hajj, I have not fulfilled it, so that pain is eating away in my heart. So both of them sat and made mashura together. What should we do? Okay, what we do from our side, let us apply for it. And you see, so how we have our sah, okay, you have to put in an application, whatever. So they also applied to the authorities there. And about two weeks after that, the reply comes in a mail that your application has been rejected by the king because of the construction work, whatever is taking place, the numbers are very, very restricted and your application has been rejected. So what was the response of that lady? She said, maybe the king of Saudi Arabia rejected my application. Let me make dua to the king of all kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, every day crying, making dua, the time of the Hajj, making dua, crying. About 2 weeks after that, another letter comes. Now this letter comes direct from the Saudi embassy on behalf of the King of Saudi Arabia. That you are invited to come for Hajj at the expense of the Saudi government. Because they are looking for so many reverts or converts from this country where they want to take for Hajj. And your name has also come up, you are a revert, you accepted Islam, you are a new Muslim, so your name has also come up, so you have been accepted for Hajj. Obviously she cannot go alone, she is a lady, she needs a mahram. So her husband is also accepted. Now both of them go for Hajj. So who took them? And they didn't have to pay anything. All expenses paid. The royal treatment. They went for Hajj and came back. Who is the doer? Huh? It's beyond our comprehension, beyond our logic. Allah is the doer. Remember it was around 94 or 95. From the Baghdadi Masjid area, an old man used to sell pineapples in his baki. So he himself related this story to me. When he went for Hajj and came back. He passed away now. Allah Pak fill his qabar with noor. He says that me and my wife wanted to go for Hajj. So we made a small little money box. We wrote there my Hajj money. And every day with our faith, we should put something inside. Whether it was 1 cent or 2 cents or 5 cents or 10 rand or 1 rand, whatever it was. But every day we made sure we put something inside that box. What was their living? Go to the market, buy pineapples, and sell from the baki. That was a way of earning the rosy. Finally, when they decided now, after a few years of collecting like that, when you go for Hajj, it was around 94 or 1995. So they went to their agent, got the prices, etc. So whatever price the agent gave them, it was about 35,000-40,000 per person at that time. When they open up that box, the exact amount comes out. The exact amount comes out. Logic will tell us, you're putting coins here, you're putting little, so much will not come out. But who put that barakat inside that box? This I heard first hand from that old man, he passed away, he and his wife went for Hajj and came back. Who is the doer? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is a longing in the heart. If our heart is attached We want to go, we want to go, we want to go. We are all the time making dua to Allah Ta'ala. We are making a preparation on our side. We are regulating our 5 namaz. Because every masjid, every place of ibadat is linked to Baytullah. Daily, the rahmat of Allah is descending all the time, 24/7 on the Kaaba Sharif. And from there being distributed to all the masajid of the world. If 5 a day, our heart is connected, is linked to Baytullah. We are facing the Kaaba Sharif and reading our namaz 5 a day. The link is there. Daily, after Fajr namaz, we are sitting in our place of namaz until sunrise, till Ishraq, making zikr of Allah, etc. Then 2 rakats of Ishraq namaz, getting the reward of accepted Hajj and Umrah. If you have got parents, we look at our parents with love and affection, looking at the face with love, getting the rewards of Hajj. We do all those things. And we asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever preparations you can do from our side, we're doing it. Inshallah, we hope from Allah Ta'ala, the day will come before we pass away, Allah Ta'ala will take us. It's not our logic that will take us, or our know-how, or my decision, but Allah is the one that will take us. How many people are going and coming, but how did you go? Where you got the means? I don't know. Allah took me and brought me back. All the time we are hearing it. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to prepare for Hajj. And part of the preparation, we must get linked to the house of Allah. In our houses, we start the talim of fazail Hajj, purchase of Hajj, by Mullah Zakariya Rahmatullahi. Every day, as a family, we sit down, 5 minutes, we read verses of Hajj. Then when we reading the history of Kaaba Sharif, the history of Madina Munawara, the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi Sallam, of Multazam, Zamzam, the Hajra Aswad, the Hatim, the Safa Marwa, all the different places, we reading of those things, reading about the virtues of Hajj, etc. Now the heart is yearning towards it. Now, even the small children in the house will make dua, Allah Ta'ala, when are you going to take us for Hajj? Allah Ta'ala, when are you going to take us for Hajj? Inshallah, one day those dua will strike. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.